Glad you're with us Monday through Friday, noon to 2. And if you can't be here, you can always go back and podcast us at WJR.com. Be sure to have the free WJR app. And now, too, we have the Facebook and YouTube pages, live video streaming, while you're on your way to making each and every day count. Each day is a gift. And I do thank you for choosing to be an important part of the best and brightest audience in all of radio as we try to deliver to you relentless positive radio. It's not always easy, but we do our best. One of the guys who helps us do our best is Todd Flood. Todd is a managing partner, founder of Flood Law, PLLC, and host of the award-winning Behind the Bench with Todd Flood show on WJR. Here to fill us in on a story that you might have been following probably more closely than me, Dale Warner, the husband of Dee Warner, found guilty of her murder. Todd, you're here to report on that and anything else that tickles your fancy. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Paul W. Always great hearing you.
Tell me about this. Tell me about this Tecumseh farmer.
So he strangled and murdered his wife and put his wife in a fertilizer tank. And the body, no one could find the body. We were hired, Flood Law was hired to do what is called a declaration of death case. And, you know, basically to show that she was not just missing, not on some, you know, island having cocktails. She was actually dead. We won. Subsequent to that, the prosecutor filed murder charges against Dale Warner, was in prison for the last 3 years. And during that time he was in prison, I will say my hat's off to law enforcement, the prosecutor's office. They found the body. They found the body in the barn in this fertilizer tank. And ultimately, I mean, that was just hard, you know, going through search warrants. And, you know, while you're trying to prosecute a no body case, it got a lot better when they actually found the body and she was in her pajamas and duct taped and strangled. It was just a horrific, horrific death.
Let me interrupt you because I'll forget to ask the question.
Yeah, sure.
That's pretty good legal work to find someone guilty of murder when there's no body. Isn't that the point? I mean, isn't that true? It's very difficult when there's no body?
Very difficult, very difficult. But they ultimately did find the body.
But he'd already been spending time in prison for murder.
No.
Oh, it wasn't for murder.
No. He was in jail, not being released on bond. While he was waiting trial, he was in jail because there was he couldn't reach the bond. There was, you know, one of the few cases you don't get a bond on, murder being one of them, treason and others, but murder. So he was awaiting trial. During the time he was awaiting trial, while he was sitting in jail, they found the body. Then they go to the jury, and it was a tough, you know, it was an interesting case. But ultimately, the jury did the right thing. The prosecution, if anyone wants a master class on direct examination and cross-examination and watching a Michigan State Trooper, my hat's off to Sergeant Detective Drurer from MSP, because he was the guy that spent 40 hours a week on this case every week, maybe 60, 70 hours a week on this case for the last 3 years. He just did a really amazing job. And my hat's off to law enforcement and to Jackie Weiss and Dave McCready. They did great. And I will give my hat off to the defense attorney, Mary Chartier. She, you know, did a fine job herself. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the jury saw through all of it and convicted Dale. And he is going to have probably a minimum sentence of 25 years, probably more than that. His guidelines are, as we calculate them, are about 25 years. And he'll probably come out of prison in a box, realistically. I think he's in his late 50s.
But when they finally, unbelievable work to find Dee Warner the way they did, was that enough? Did they get some DNA off of her body to tie in her husband to so they know for sure it was Dale Warner who did it?
Well, it was on his barn. There were surveillance videos, and the jurors that saw the surveillance videos saw him taking the welding equipment from one barn to another to weld the tank shut. And there was a fingerprint on the tank of his. And there was, you know, a loader in the case where he moved the tank. So there was a lot of good evidence, and not only direct evidence, but circumstantial evidence to show that he murdered her. It was proof beyond a reasonable doubt. I would say it was proof beyond a shadow of a doubt. But at the end of the day, they had to meet the burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And it was pretty clear. I mean, it was very convincing. If you listen to the 14, 15 witnesses of how he treated his wife, how he abused his wife, how cantankerous. This is, you know, the motive, even though they don't have to prove motive, the motive was is that Dee was going to divorce him. And on that day, he murdered her. And this was all about money, really about money, because Dee was running a business in the farm. And, you know, he, even though you don't have to prove money or motive, this was realistically the case. And how it came to fruition.
What a shame. So what a shame.
Yeah. Sad case, but law enforcement did their job. It's a hard job. I told all of them, you know, to take a much needed vacation. And, you know, I know the family well, and this is therapeutic, cathartic to the extent that they can get some closure finally, right? They can move to the next chapter of mourning and grieving and get some peace for their mom and their sister.
And as I read this, what a story regarding Dee Warner's brother, Greg Hardy, who was immediately suspicious of Dale and led a 5-year campaign for his conviction. As he put it, I fought every day for 5 years. It was very difficult to get validation. It took nearly to the very end.
Greg was a champion for his sister. He really was. And, he was frustrated. He was tired. But he fought through everything. I think he went through a lot of issues trying to get justice for Dee, and posted billboards, paid out of his pocket, and did a campaign to get this. And, you know, when they hired me to get the declaration of death, to declare someone dead that they're not missing, he was an integral part of that piece of the puzzle, along with his family.
What were the billboards? What did the billboards say?
Justice for Dee Warner.
Keep it alive.
Right. Doing his thing. So, you know, my hat's off to law enforcement, and I pray for the family that they can get some peace. Now, we're going to file the wrongful death lawsuit against Dale to recoup whatever assets there are left to give to the kids.
Oh, we forget just how complicated these things are, because unfortunately, we're mostly exposed to them on television. I guess that's not unfortunate. I wouldn't want anyone to go through this in real life like they just did. But on television, they always get it done from the time the television show begins.
35 minutes at best, right?
Todd Flood, managing partner of Flood Law PLLC, the founder of Flood Law and host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood right here on WJR. We always appreciate your expertise and your kind help, Todd. Thank you.
I appreciate you and everything you do, Paul W. Thank you.
We continue in focus on WJR at 1:42.